It says, and David said, what have I done? Is there not a cause? You know, these expressions came from the lips of David, a youngster. Yes, one of the most thrilling expressions. And I know that it was a note of exasperation or annoyance or anger that he exclaimed and said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Because his brethren were not willing him to go and fight the battle. You know, and therefore his exclamation was, is there not a cause? In other words, what he meant was, is it not a time to take a stand? Don't you see the Philistines have come in so much? They are now challenging God of Israel, God of your father, your fathers. He is challenging and standing there, and everyone is in fear. Is it not a time to take a stand against the enemy? That's what he said. Is there not a cause? Is there not a truth worth living for? I hope you understand what I'm saying. Is there not a truth worth living for? Are we to live a life of compromise? We are let the church die like this? Is it a time for the church to give in to the beast and to the Antichrist? Is there not a truth worth dying for if necessary? You know, David was demanding God's people. Where is your conviction about your God? He was in a way, in angry expression or annoyance, he is telling to his own elder brothers, don't you see a reason why I should risk my life and go? Hallelujah. Is not a time to take a stand? Are you just given and given and given and given to the enemy? Is there not a truth worth living for? Worth standing for? Worth dying for if necessary? Is there not a truth that I can risk my life for? Where is your conviction? My young brothers and sisters, your life is worth living. Your life is worth living for God. Worth dying for a purpose. Is it not a time to take a strong stand? That's a question I want to leave before you.